Felix Hugh, you're listening to DH Radio. That's Dishpan Hands on CJMQ 88.9 FM. This week on the show, I'm telling you, this guy is, he's a young entrepreneur, but I think I would describe him more as being an enthusiasm junkie. Manny Bombardier is originally from the Racine and Valcourt area, not far from the Richmond area, and actually is a graduate of Richmond Regional High School. Since his graduation, he's been around the Montreal area and has some excellent, super projects that are just brimming over with excitement and possibility, and really have people's best interest in mind. So, Manny, welcome to the show.
Wow, Sheila, thanks for the introduction. That was amazing.
Well,
and thanks for having me on the show, by the way.
I'm honored to. You're a guy who I think everyone has always been able to see was going places. You just have one of those personalities that's completely electric.
Very kind. That's very kind. I'm happy to be here to talk about it as well.
So tell me, talk about your projects. There's Global Vision Development, but also in association with Do Something. Now, tell me this story. How did you get involved in what you're doing currently?
Awesome. It's a long story, but to kind of shorten it out, I'm still 22 years old. Actually, my birthday tomorrow,
right,
23, is so old. But my primary focus has always been in terms of helping individuals. As being, you know, a young entrepreneur, whenever I put my hands on something exciting that I think can benefit a lot of people, I like to share it and put it out there. And my biggest mistake actually initially was to do that by myself. Eventually I grew out of it, and I decided to build a team, a community of people that could provide these services, whether they were to just help people personally or through their projects and their visions and their dreams. We developed out of that the organization called Global Vision Development. It's kind of like a business incubator.
Okay.
Where people would submit their ideas. And what happens is that we take those ideas, we see if they're sustainable, profitable. We say, okay, you know what? This seems like a good idea. We're going to go ahead and build a project based on that. We partner up with them, and then we develop a sustainable and profitable organization. But the problem is, out of maybe 100 individuals that submit their proposal, their business plan, their dreams, and their visions, we accept maybe 2 or 3 on a monthly basis. So
okay.
There's a lot of rejection. And having gone through that myself, I figured, well, how is it that we can actually put it out there, put this information out there, and assist people that get rejected on a regular basis? So we figured we'd come up with a seminar utilizing the resources, information that we have within Global Vision Development. It's called Vision Development Seminars, and our next seminar is actually going to be held at the Palais des Congrès in Montreal on the 22nd of August.
Okay.
This team that's set up, we decided to go on Facebook, utilize Web 2.0, and get some of the people that are just, you know, kind of sitting behind the computer and looking at people like myself and other individuals that are going out there making it happen. And we're asking them through this Facebook group called, again, Do Something, to join the group and to just post their goals and their vision and perhaps something that they'd like to have in their life on their wall.
Okay.
By doing that, Global Vision Development has decided to partner up with the organization. They said every 1,000 members that you guys have within the organization, we're going to randomly select a goal out of the goals that were posted on the wall, and we're going to help that individual succeed.
Right.
We're going to be there full-time, providing them absolutely everything we can, including all the resources, access to free stuff, our specialists, which are going to be providing their services for free as well, to that one person to actually help them build on their vision, their dream, or just maybe a simple goal they would like to achieve.
Wow. I think, you know, it's really funny because I think we can go along through life relatively easily and almost with blinders on without setting goals if we want to.
But that's incredible.
But nobody ever really stops dreaming. And I think that having the guts to sit down and make a list or map out what those dreams actually are and to set goals and to look at timelines too of goals as well,
mm-hmm.
actually you can achieve amazing things. It's when we when we kind of cut ourselves off at the knees and say, no, I just can't do it. Well, if you're telling yourself that, then you know that's probably true.
But guess what? It's probably true.
But if the second you say, you know what, I think I can do it, you're way more in the direction of actually making something happen.
Yeah, Sheila, you're 100% right. And you know what? Just the fact that someone can think about it is good. But as soon as you could put it down on paper, it makes it real. It makes it look better. And the fact that you can have a group and you can post it on that group and share it with the world or at least the members within that organization, you're putting and applying a little bit of pressure.
Right.
And at that point, it gives you a little more leverage to go forth and now, you know, people know that you want to lose weight, or they know that you have an idea that you'd like a lunch, or they know that you want to make an extra, you know, $10,000 to get that car or get a boat or get something that you would want to get. And just feeling that pressure makes it that much more exciting.
It gives it a tangible quality to, you know, it's out there in the universe. Other people have had a chance to be aware of the goals that you're setting too.
Sorry, what was the question?
It's like by putting it out there and making it more tangible, making other people aware of it. It makes it that much more like something that you want to work on, you know?
No, you're right. You're right. You're 100% right. When someone wants to stop smoking, for example, you know, they can keep it to themselves, but the success rate of just keeping that, you know, goal and mission to yourself is very low in comparison to, you know, why do people go out there and say, okay, that date, I'm going to stop smoking. And they tell, you know, the public, they tell their friends, they tell their family members. It gives you a little more pressure. It makes you kind of have to do it almost.
So what about for yourself? Why has this been a passion and a project that you've wanted to become involved in?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, the reason that I do what I do right now is just because I absolutely love helping people. I've done it my entire life. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter what area it is, you know, and it's, I've done it for free. I've done it for, I just like to help people.
It's a part, whatever really it is that a they part wanna, of your personality. That's
it really,
for sure.
It really is. And, you know, my mission is to help as many people as possible. And just like everybody dreams to do, if you have something you're really passionate about, if you can find a way to harness it, and to actually profit from it a little bit and to be able to do it full time, you know, because you can survive off of it, then it's just that much better.
The last week we had a woman on the show, early 2 weeks ago, by the name of Paula Urquhart, and she, her project and business was something that reminds me a lot of what you're talking about. She makes amazing homemade soap, but not just any kind of soap. All of her soap looks like desserts, her grandmother was a baker and had a baking shop, and it's always been a passion of hers. So she put these two things together, which was beauty care and girly things and that sort of thing, and this love of baking, and she made
cool.
her business is really a success. What do you find? Would you be able to say what would you think the things would be that kind of stop people in the first place from getting started?
It's, you know what, as sad as it may sound, I think that the primary reason why people stop doing what it is that they would like to do is probably because of their loved ones and their families. And as soon as someone starts dreaming that goes beyond that line of, you know, you're not being realistic,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden they get rejected. And that's something I went through as well. You know, being a young kid, a lot of the time, you know, if I'd go up to my parents and say, you know, Mom, I'm going to be a millionaire and I'm going to help people and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, kind of, you know, your parents look at you and say, yeah, kids, you know, they like the dream.
and
it's weird. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, and I just find it weird how, you know, I know my parents love me. I know my family loves me. I know my friends really care for me. But when I go ahead and I share that with them, it's, you know, you lose that sense of relation, and you don't relate with your friends as much because you're cross that line all of a sudden. You know,
yeah.
you dare to dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very scary for a lot of people because it's a dark place.
I think fear is probably one of those big storm cloudy things hanging over people, stopping them from realizing this sort of thing too. You know, like
mm-hmm.
kind of the whole idea that, oh man, no, I can't do it because, and then all of a sudden this list starts to rattle off in their minds about why they can't do something. Oh, money, oh, time, oh, you know, fatigue, oh, resources, oh, contacts, oh, location, oh, you know, like I have kids, oh, you know, like, and suddenly this big list starts to form, whereas if you mm-hmm. kind of switch it around and start start thinking of how you, what things are actually in your favor, it can be surprising.
Yeah, you're right. It's all a matter of the questions you ask yourself, ultimately.
So what would people expect from being involved in a Global Vision seminar, like the one that's going to be held August 22nd?
The Vision Development Seminars. To be honest with you, I'm trying to see, it's going to be a full-day seminar.
Right.
Again, held at the Palais des Congrès. It's at 9 o'clock, it's done at 4 o'clock. My goal, these seminars are usually priced at like something $300, $400. I've been to tons of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're really fun. They're really, you know, very enlightening. But I find it's just too expensive for someone that just has, you know, this little thing that's been bothering them in their head. They want to go ahead and they want to do it. They just don't have, the, you know, that push, that drive.
Mm-hmm.
If we can offer them a seminar where we can show them how to strategically set a mission for themselves, how to figure out exactly what goals you got to set in order to attain what it is you want, no matter how big or how small it is. I mean, you don't have to go crazy and say, I want to have a helicopter. I want to have, you know, this huge house. I want to have great. You start dreaming small. It's not bad to dream big. I mean, I encourage people to do that. But it's all about getting clear about what it is you want, surrounding yourself with the right people that are going to be able to support you. And my goal is to provide as much value as possible for the people just getting started. So the seminars, we were the Palais des Congrès asked us to charge the regular price, the $300 to $400, and I said there's no way that we're going to go ahead and charge that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's getting involved in the project is totally supportive, providing us tons of resources for super low cost. I mean, they're willing to offer the seminar tickets for $65 for the full day. So, I mean, when we kind of calculated the whole thing, saying, you know what, I'd rather run a nonprofit organization and just make this happen so we can get the word out there, so we can get people to kind of dream again. And not only dream, but see that it's possible. Not make a list of why it is that they can do things like you were saying, but
mm-hmm.
why it is that they can do it.
Mm-hmm. That's so reasonable, especially when it's a question of finding enthusiasm and supportive people and the kind of energy that you're giving off in this interview. If that's an example of what's to come from this seminar, it's people really are in for something that can motivate them to get things done.
The biggest thing that I wanted to provide individuals was not just, you know, the initial seminar will get them to, again, dream and you know, figure out and see it at that moment that, yes, it is possible. If you really want it bad enough, it is possible. You just have to look at the goals you have to set and how you have to do it. But even through that, we decided to go a little further, and we're willing to provide people that need our support with regular and ongoing coaching over the telephone. Just follow up with them. Give them that little pressure.
Wow.
And that's something that I've always loved to do, and I still do that for free regularly. I'll
mm-hmm.
just post on, you know, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whether it's any organization, I'll just let people know that, hey, you need help, come see me. Here's my phone number. Here's my email address. You need that little push. You need to make sure you're in the right direction. You know, I might be young, I might be crazy, but I can help, and I'm there to support you.
I still think enthusiasm junkie is the right way to go, because and you have a focus that is absolutely, it's astounding. It's and anyone who is looking for that kind of guidance will be in good hands following your lead. So what we're going to do is take a break from our interview here with Manny Bombardier, and we'll be back shortly here on CJMQ 88.9 FM with a little more and, of course, the Final Four. You're listening to DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM, and we're back with Manny Bombardier and his super enthusiastic self, and Global Vision Development and Vision Development Seminars. If you've got ideas that are rolling around in your head and keeping you up at night or making you go and sit down at the table and write things down or research things online, how about you harness those things and get the help that exists out there and that is actually not that far away to make some of these dreams reality? Manny's the person to talk to about that. Now, so again, it's about goals. It's about the vastness of the type of goals that people can have. You were talking before about like everything from wanting to lose weight to wanting to make more money to wanting to quit smoking. Like, it's quite a, it's really about personal goals, right?
It is.
Now, it is. What would you say, what are some of the things that you've been, that you've encountered or that you would imagine having a chance to work with people on?
Initially when I got started, I was actually studying psychology and just the personal, you know, personal growth, personal development, just understanding how people work, why do they do what they do, what motivates individuals. See, that was really interesting for me, and whether it was, you know, in regards to relationships and how to develop those, how to control and understand your emotions, you know, working internally to get the results you wanted out externally, I really think that's where it starts. I mean, before we even start talking about personal growth, or sorry, professional development, building a business, it's really hard to go all of a sudden from, you know, a 9-to-5 mentality, 9-to-5 job mentality, all of a sudden to, I'm going to make tons of money with my business, for example, or my business idea. There has to be somewhat of an internal change and understanding before you can grow to become that person that can, you know, handle a company of 100 employees or 10 employees or whatever your goals are.
Sure. Yeah, it's like that. It's the map, right?
Yeah.
And and a timeline as well, like being able to look and see that it can happen, not become overwhelmed by it being this. If you make it something big and overwhelming, it won't be a pleasant thing to do, but if you make it a manageable, broken down process where you take it, break it down, and look at how you can roll with it, that's so much more easily approached.
No, you're right.
You know? So once again, promote your seminar. It's going to be the 22nd of August.
Yeah, it's going to be the 22nd of August at Le Palais des Congrès. If you guys want more information, I mean, you're more than welcome to go to the website. It's www.nextstepseminar.com. Again, that's www.nextstepseminar.com. You'll have most of the information on there, the schedule. You're going to see some of the speakers that are going to be there as well. Talking about everything that needs to be mentioned. I'm going to be one of the speakers as well. Talk about goal setting and setting up your mission and, you know, your life purpose and just getting clear on that stuff. That's what I'll be doing. Again, the seminar is held all day, so the doors open at 8:30. Seminar starts at 9:00, and the seminar doors close at 4:00.
Right.
So very, very packed event, a lot of fun. And again, if I'm going to be saying anything, that is at $65 for the whole day event. But I highly suggest that everybody go on this Do Something group on Facebook. Just post your goals. And to be honest with you, it just feels good to write them down. If you haven't put them down on paper for yourself, at least put it out there for the folks to see, and it just makes it exciting.
Oh, that's so great. It's the idea of making it something tangible. And again, like we were saying, once you've put it out there and people have a chance to read what you have planned or hope to do, it makes it that, puts that, just that little bit of healthy pressure that kind of gets you moving towards it.
Of course.
All right. Sorry, go on.
No, well, I was just going to say, I'm more than welcome, or I'd be more than happy, sorry, to help any of the folks out there. If you guys have any questions, if you have any comments, you need help, you need guidance, you need resources, you want a little bit of, you know, a little bit of, maybe an inspired thought, anything at all, if you guys need assistance, I'm going to give you guys my email. If you want, email me, I'll respond, or someone within the group will respond, but I'll make sure to get to all the emails as quickly as possible and provide you with as much information you need. Don't be shy. The email you could actually write to is going to be manny@nextstepseminar.com. So I invite the entire public to go ahead and submit me your questions, any information you'd like to get, some of the resources that you might need, that you may need. Go ahead and send them over, and I'll make sure to respond to every single one of them.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you so much for being on the show, but you know what? You're not out of here yet, because you haven't answered the final four. So
okay,
we're
cool.
And that's just an absolute must for everyone who's interviewed on the show. So Manny Bombardier, what would you say would be one of your greatest strengths, if not your greatest strength?
I would definitely say probably my passion.
Mm-hmm.
My passion is harnessed with, you know, energy and just my facial expression, which is what I'm known for usually. But just that ability to believe, you know, into what it is that I want to do and go for it and not care about what people have to say. Just say, this is who I am. This is what I want to do, and I'm passionate about it. It just feels so good.
Great. I have to agree, and I think that's something that's been a part of you forever. So that's
definitely.
All right, now how about what would you say would be one of your greatest weaknesses?
My greatest weakness, I would say, is definitely my inability to be on time anywhere. I'm so not punctual. I can have a meeting scheduled, and I don't know how many meetings I've showed up 5 minutes too late. I know it's very unprofessional, especially for the business I'm in.
That's all right. That's something that's one of your own goals. Look, I think that makes you very human. So there you have it. All right. So what would you say is your favorite candy?
That's a good one. My favorite candy of all times, I would have to say specifically red jujubes.
Okay. Yeah. See, I like it when somebody says specifically, because they could say jujubes and you kind of imagine all kinds of different, more like jelly candies, but okay, no, red jujubes.
No, I'm talking about specifically the teddy bears.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Now, what would you say would you like to be remembered for? That's the final of the final four.
Funny thing is that I had never really thought about that until I was being coached with a good friend of mine when I was down in Atlanta, and he had me sit down, I was laying down, and what he told me was, okay, close your eyes, and I want you to imagine that you're at your own funeral, and, everybody's kind of sitting there in front of you while you're laying down, and the priest goes up, and they kind of talk about you. What do you want people to remember you for? And that was the first time that I actually thought about it, and I was like, what is it that I want to be remembered for? And I thought, you know what? I want it to be the relationships that I have with my surroundings, being able to get remembered because I was such a giving, caring person. But no matter what, no matter what happened, I was always there for my friends and the people that I loved.
I think that's inevitable. So you will most definitely, I think right now I could pretty much guarantee that's going to be an absolute.
Great. I'm not gonna say I achieved it yet because I'm still not dead.
No. You got a ways to go yet. Come on now. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. That's Manny Bobardier, and I will be repeating the contact information for you a little later on the show. Thanks so much for being on DH Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you and everything you've done for our organization.
Great. Thanks. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.